But not these founding fathers, not these FFFs. They said, we can do it. They're so brilliant. Today, the country's gridlocked and people still don't critique them. They still say they're brilliant. Even people that hate the founding fathers love the Constitution. The founding fathers, to this day, it's foolproof. You're like, hey, the country's gridlocked. It's not working. They're like, right, that's good. That means it's working. It's not working. That's how it's not supposed to work. That's how it works. It's not working. Really, it's not supposed to not work this well because you did a pretty good job. Yeah. That's why this country got formed, because these guys knew they were brilliant. The geniuses knew they were geniuses. Everybody else, all the other colonies couldn't break away from England, never mind physically, psychologically, because they thought England was superior. These guys didn't think that. They came in like they're quoting Cicero, you know what I mean? Plato, they come in, you know, they're like, yeah, I talked to the governor of my colony. He doesn't even know who Montesquieu is. I mean, this guy's an idiot. He never heard of David Hume. Hey, did you read that John Locke piece and Poor Richard's Almanac? Yeah, it was pretty good, you know. They were like brilliant guys. You had 8 geniuses, then you had 23 badass war veterans, so they had that natural cocky, you know, they're coming in all smoking, like, yeah, I saw Bunker Hill, I heard about that, oh, fucking, we had them, kid, Bunker Hill, they didn't know what the fuck, you know, the Massachusetts contingent, like, yeah, fucking kid. South Carolina's like, yeah, we took them down, they didn't know anything, they're coming in red coats, I mean, it was like shooting fish in a barrel, I swear to God, you know.